May the Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who danced in front of the car of Sri Jagannath, be all glorified. By seeing his dancing, not only was the whole universe held in wonder, but Lord Jagannath himself became very much astonished. Hare Krishna. Okay, so you are celebrating Lord Jagannath here very nicely. And I am dropping in as a visitor. Let's see what... So Jagannath is the Lord of the universe. But what I like in the prayers by Queen Kunti, she also addresses him as the soul of the universe. And that is, O Lord of the universe, O soul of the universe. Not just the Lord, the soul. Then this, I found out this verse is, let's see if I got it right here. Queen Kunti. Ata vishvesa vishvatman vishvamurte svakeshu me sneha pasanimam chindi tridam pandusu vrishnisu. O Lord of the universe, soul of the universe, O personality of the form of the universe, please therefore sever my tie of affection for my kinsmen, the Pandavas and the Vrishnis. There is in the I will read the text. This is Bhagavad Gita. Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 8, text 30. Dhyanma kadma shavisvatman adhyasa kartur atmana tiryan nirshishu yadasu tad achyanta vidambanam. Of course it's bewildering, O soul of the universe, that you work though you're inactive, that you take birth though you're vital force, that you take birth though you are the vital force and the unborn. You yourself descend amongst animals, men, sages, and aquatics. Verily, this is very bewildering. I read the small purport here, that is to this verse. The transcendental pastimes of the Lord are not only bewildering, but also apparently contradictory. In other words, they're all inconceivable to the limited thinking power of the human being. The Lord is the all-pervading supersoul of all existence, and yet he appears in form of a boar among the animals, in the form of a human being as Rama, Krishna, etc., in the form of a rishi like Narayan, and in the form of an aquatic like a fish. Yet it is said that he is unborn and he has nothing to do. In the Sruti mantra, it is said that the Supreme Person, Supreme Brahman, has nothing to do. No one is equal to or greater than him, has manifold energies, and everything is performed by him perfectly, by automatic knowledge, strength, and activity. All these statements prove, without any question, that the Lord's activities, forms, and deeds are all inconceivable to our limited thinking power. And because he is inconceivably powerful, everything is possible in him. Therefore, no one can calculate him exactly. Every action of the Lord is bewildering to the common man. He cannot be understood by the Vedic knowledge, but he can be easily understood by the pure devotees because they are ultimately related with him. Not ultimately, intimately related with him. Okay, of course, they're ultimately related with him also, but they're intimately related, okay. The devotees therefore know that although he appears amongst animals, he's not an animal, nor a man, nor a rishi, nor a fish. He is eternally the Supreme Lord in all circumstances. So we can say this is our Lord Jagannath. I mean, it describes the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Jagannath. And of course he is bewildering. So we can say the Lord Jagannath's form is bewildering. It's attractive. It's very attractive. I think everyone can say, like, hey, if you come on this street and say, what's this? I think anyone in any country of the world, any culture of the world, will see Lord Jagannath and have that feel. What's this? What's going on? So that's our Lord Jagannath. He is bewildering. It's a kind of a bewildering sight. Bewildering and attractive. And you can't really, well, of course, we can say human-like form. It's not exactly human-like either, in a sense as we normally think. I mean, Krishna and Lord Ram, Hare Krishna. Thank you. Wow. Krishna and Lord Ram, as mentioned in this purport, is definitively, we can say, human-like. But Krishna in the form of Jagannath, we can't really exactly touch it. If it's human-like, it's just his own unique form. And of course, the Lord is unlimited. His appearances is unlimited. Then he is mentioned in the purpose fish, as incarnation as fish, as well as boar, as tortoise. Nishingadev, half man, half lion, and so on. And that is not the end of the story. We can say that's the beginning. The fish, okay, is a huge fish that grows huge like anything. Okay, so Jagannath. Okay, then we have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through whose mercy we know about Jagannath. Let's see. We know that Lord Jagannath, okay, in one sense for me at least, it, directly, I know Lord Jagannath mostly through Lord Chaitanya, through the Chaitanya Charitamrita. We know that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. He was first time coming to Jagannath Puri with a whole band of devotees. And Nityananda Prabhu, he took his danda and was giving care of the danda of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then while Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing something else, Nityananda Prabhu broke his danda in three pieces and throw it in the river. What does Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu need this danda for? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes upset and he goes ahead in advance to Jagannath Puri. And then maybe that's the beauty of the story also, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here wanted to meet his beloved Lord Jagannath. And if you have too many people around you, you know, it's a distraction. You're there in your contemplation and your meditation, and you're going to see the Lord of your heart, the Lord of the universe, the Lord of your heart, the soul of the universe. And then having a lot of devotees around you, maybe speaking all kind of things. So you may want to be alone, a little bit alone, a little bit secluded, so you can be in that relationship with the Lord. So we know that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to Jagannath Puri to the temple, and he, upon entering the temple, he enters into an ecstatic trance and falls unconscious on the floor there. Srila Prabhupada told, I was told, when I was a young bhakta, some years ago, for this I cannot remember, said that if you actually saw the deity, we would faint. If you actually would see, if you actually had eyes to see the Lord, we actually see the Lord in His true glorious in His true form, we would faint. So we can say that was what, that we can understand from the example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we are trying to see the Lord. Because then we have this question that or point that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj did about drasta and dristi, about seeing and be seen. So here we're coming to see, have darshan of the Lord. I'm going to see, you think we have darshan of the Lord. We're going to see the Lord. And specifically then maybe with Jagannath Swami, we're going to see Jagannath. Well, how can we see? What do we see? Do we see him in his full glory? Okay, so then, see, but if we come in front of the Lord, the importance to come, we come for Mangal Arati, some of us. We, a little bit like the military, maybe not military, but then something like that. We're coming, reporting ourselves. Here we are, ready for a day's service. Wake up in the morning, take a shower, whatever, put on tilak and chant Hare Krishna. And present ourselves ready for service of the Lord. So in that way, so then we see. Then whether we see the Lord or not is maybe not so important. The important is that the Lord sees us. If we have been seen by the Lord, touched by the Lord, then how are we going to get away? He will not let us away. You may want to run away, but He's not going to let you go away. So in that way he captures, you can say Krishna, Lord Jagannath captures our heart. So He doesn't let us go away. If you go away, then one day you come on the street and there's Lord Jagannath on the cart. Well, nowadays, these times, wherever you go, well, you if you want to get away from the Lord, you can't really be safe anywhere. Because the Lord's presence is present everywhere through Srila Prabhupada's books, in his devotees and Harinam and all kind of activities going on around the world. Okay, so to be seen by the Lord, so we can say, and we can present us in a nice, clean, pure state so the Lord is attracted. Maybe so that we, one way, can attract the Lord. So there was Rathyatra, and there his description is how the Lord and his devotees, they form different kirtan groups in front of the different wagons of the different groups of devotees. A very nice descriptions how to have kirtan groups. So something like four midrangas, I don't know, some 16 kartals, and so on. Some one main singer and two free who helped in support. Listen to that. They didn't need any amplification, okay? That's real stuff. They just split up in many groups. And thus the holy name was going vibrating. And then it said, Lord Jagannath and Subhadram Balaram is there. Of course, first of all, the coming out, carried by this, the heavy duty man carrying out this cotton pillow, so they're kind of moving. And the Lord coming on the, Lord Jagannath coming on the Rath Yatra cart. And then the cart starts to move. But then the description there is that the car moves, sometimes moves quickly and sometimes slowly. So who controls it? And then there's one instance there described. Of course, then the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees was dancing in front of the deities. Or in front of the different carts, giving pleasure to the cart, to the Lord, and being seen by the Lord. And then the cart comes to complete still. And they put in elephants, and the king puts in elephants and the strongest wrestlers to pull to get it moving, but it will not move. But then we know there's this picture, and we remember. The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he comes behind, and he puts his head to the cart, and the chanting, and then the cart starts to move again. So we can say, so we may think that we make the carts move, and we may think that we make the Lord move, but actually, maybe he's making us move, and he moves himself. We can just be instruments are in his hand. That we could also see this movement in one sense. We maybe think that we're making it happen. Well, we don't really think that, I believe. But something we can see, whatever we think, that still so many things expand or happens. In terms of devotional service, in terms of chanting and hearing the holy name of the Lord, and in terms of Rath Yatras or Rath Yatras around the world. So that's quite amazingly. So how does it happen? Well, of course, Prabhupada was there and had his desire. And of course, Prabhupada, who had Rath Yatra already when he was a small kid, he had his own Rath Yatra. It's beautiful. And then later on he has Rath Yatras all over the world. And later on, and finally, he's at 76 when they finally, Jayananda makes this final Rath, I think it's his final Rath Yatra that goes down from whatever then in the most well-known street of New York. And then Prabhupada can sit on the cart, riding on the cart along with Jagannath Balaram Subhadra and going down through the streets, the main street of New York. So this is, how can it happen? And then after that, the police makes a prohibition that for any more processions for that, the different occasions during the year where there may be different processions, but after that they didn't add any more. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, Jagannath Rath Yatra goes on still there. So that is what. How does it happen? You can say, well, of course we give our endeavor, but there's also desire, the desire of the Lord Himself. So the Lord is not really dependent on us. We are dependent on the Lord. The Lord is not dependent on us. Isn't it? Like Krishna in Bhagavad Gita tells Arjuna. Well, and again, Arjuna tells Arjuna, I don't want to kill my relatives. But then Lord Krishna says, well, no, they will be killed in any case. It's already arranged. But you can just be an instrument in doing it, Yasa Kshatriya. It's a heavy instrument. But there is a point that the Lord says you can you can't stop it. Whether you're here or not, he tells it, Arjuna, who was such a the foremost bowman. Well, even if you're not here, even if you go and meditate, still this battle will take place and all this will be destroyed. So Krishna is not in that sense dependent on someone specifically, we can say, but we, it's our blessing that we can be part in his pastimes or his plan to spread Krishna consciousness all over Slovenia. You know, if the devotees in each country do their part, you know, then the whole world becomes covered. So then in the case there will be Rathiatra and Rijeka and then in Zagreb. Do we have Rathiatra here also? Not yet, okay, good. Just now coming. In any case, you're doing something nice here. Okay, so then the Lord's bewildering form, and then Kunti Devi prays there. She went in a prayer, she prayed, please sever my affection for my relatives. So that way we can say as Lord Jagannath enters into our life, we develop an attraction for Lord Jagannath, Subhadra, Balaram. As our attraction for them increases, maybe a little bit of attraction or attachments to our material relationships or this material world decreases as our attachment for the Lord increases. Of course, that goes in one sense automatically. When we get a higher taste, then the lower tastes are not so interested anymore. So that way, that's Lord Jagannath's kind mercy. Yes, he's attracting with his big round eyes. He's looking at us. What are you doing? Hey, come here. Become a devotee. Become a devotee. So that way Krishna consciousness goes on. Hare Krishna. Nice to see you all here. So many devotees. Of course, Friday evening, worship of Lord Jagannath, yes, very good. Hare Krishna, may it go on, expand. Any questions or comments? Okay, then.
Maharaj, as you mentioned, that we may think we are doing stuff, but actually Krishna is making us move.
Yes.
What's the switch?
What's the switch?
Yeah, we start to think like that. Because in the beginning we think we make it happen. But then what's the switch that we start to think that Krishna is doing stuff?
Yes.
Under his control. But
of course, it's a tricky thing. I got a bit scared here. I can say, well, you know, I killed someone. Well, Krishna controlled me. So, in a way, Krishna told Arjuna that, no, you fight. Okay, Krishna told him to kill. You fight and you take the, what do you call, the credit. Even though it's, let's say, it's happening by Krishna's will, but still Krishna wants us to fight or push or support. And so in one sense take credit. But that means also that then also means that if you do a wrong thing, if you can, so let's say, do the right thing and get some credit, of course we know it's by Lord Krishna's mercy, then of course we could do some bad thing, well, we would get the credit for that also. What did you do? Krishna maybe ask her. Okay, so the switch, well, Shantari Krishna, clean the floor and wash the pots and be go on Harinam Sankirtan and read the books of Srila Prabhupada, study. And then the one sense we hear, that was from Mayapur. Bhaktivedya Purna Swami had some point of, first of all, Shravanam, we hear, and then we reflect, and then there's something that we kind of internalize it, so to say. So first we hear about it, you have heard about it, then you think about it, reflect on it, while doing service. And then it becomes like a part of yourself, realized knowledge. So the switch is that you've heard it, now you think about it, and you serve about it. You serve while thinking about it. And then it can become more of a part of you. We can also pray to the Lord, Lord Jagannath, please make me understood. Give me intelligence by which I can understand these things. Okay. Was there another question there? No, okay.
Was there a question? No.
Okay.
One question about the free will.
Free will.
Yeah, if like Lord is also controlling everything, how can he allow us to have a free will? Because I think we are also switching to being
an
instrument of Lord by our free will.
Yes, correct. Well, free will, we surrender to Krishna. Because Krishna, we say Krishna is in control of everything, but there is something there. We are spirit souls. We're sharing Krishna's qualities. And he has a free will, so he has a limited free will, we have a limited free will. But we have a freedom of choice. But that's very limited. And of course at one point, maybe it's not so much that we can choose. At one point maybe there's not, seemingly not so much we can choose. But we can always choose the way we respond to things. Even terrible things maybe happen to us, or how we respond to it, that we can make a choice. So we have some small free will, and that's always there. We can with that always make a choice in the right direction. Okay, now it is stated that if there's no free will, how can there be any love? You know, if Krishna is interested in our love, we sometimes said that's the only thing that Krishna doesn't have, that is our love. One thing, and we keep that for ourselves. It's also in the beginning. We used to accept allegory, or they said that Krishna doesn't look so much what you do give, he looks at what you hold back. That's also, you know, surrender a little bit more. Don't say, who can say I've given so much? Isn't it enough? Just a little bit more. Krishna, anytime. Okay, so he wants a love, but for that to truly be love needs to also be some free will. Otherwise, we're robots, machines, or prisoners, or zombies, or something. And that's not what Krishna wants. He wants loving friends, relatives, cowherd boys, cows. Affectionate, loving relationships, and therefore there need to be a free will, as well, at least one part. Okay. Hare Krishna. Oh, let's see, you had...
How do we distinguish the negations from Paramatma and the false ego?
Yeah. Well, you can look at the result. I mean, what comes from, what truly comes from the Paramatma will be, have a good effect. If it comes from a false ego, it may not have such a good effect. Even though we, of course, in our false ego, we say that I am right, they are just wrong, they envious me of this and that. And we have so many arguments to dismiss others. But if it truly coming from Krishna, Paramatma, then it's of a different nature. Okay. Prabhu.
Does love always justify free will?
What?
Does love always justify free will, or should we make our free will justify love?
I didn't hang on. I didn't really catch it. Justify?
Does love.
Love.
Always justifies free will, or must our free will justify love?
Justify love. I don't really get it. No, I'm sorry. the love justify. Well, actually, love is a big, love of this world is a big illusion, okay? It's illusory energy. Maybe we can say, we maybe have a free will, but we are quite conditioned. Okay, something like that. I'm getting tired. But was there some lady once? Okay. Hare Krishna. Now I wish you good rest. Including myself. Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jagannath Balarev Subhadra ki jai. Gaup Dhamananda. Hare Krishna.